in the limelight. According to Pedro Halal, an eminent epidemiologist who is leading the first study to quantify the scale of Brazil's COVID disaster, the country could have saved 400,000 lives if the government had implemented stricter social distancing measures and launched a vaccination program earlier. We'll prepare for you an article written by Flavio Milhorans under the heading, Brazil suspends Covaxin contract after serious charges of irregularities. Brazil's Health Minister, Marcelo Quiroga, announced on Tuesday, 29th of June, that his country will suspend a $324 million Indian COVID-19 vaccine contract that has mired President Jair Bolsonaro in charges of irregularities. The deal to buy 20 million doses of Bharat Biotech's Covaxin shot has become a headache for Jair Bolsonaro, after whistleblowers went public with charged irregularities. A former employee at the health ministry recently told the prosecutor's office that he told the president that he was pressured to sign a contract that would increase the average price of vaccine doses by as much as 1,000%. Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has faded as Brazil's COVID-19 death toll climbed past 500,000, has denied any wrongdoing, saying on Monday, 28th of June, that he was not aware of any irregularities. But thorny questions refuse to go away and may pose problems for him in the run-up to next year's presidential election. The Brazilian Health Minister, Marcelo Quiroga, said at a news conference his team would investigate the charges during the suspension. The Health Ministry claimed in a statement, according to a preliminary analysis, there are no irregularities in the contract, but for compliance, the health ministry chose to suspend the contract. Brazilian federal prosecutors have opened an investigation into the deal, citing comparatively high prices, quick talks and pending regulatory approvals as red flags. It is also being scrutinized by a Senate panel investigating the government's handling of the pandemic. At a hearing on Friday, 25th of June, Luis Ricardo Miranda, head of imports at the Brazilian Health Ministry, told senators he refused to approve an import license because an invoice for a first shipment asked for upfront payment and was sent by a company not mentioned in the contract. Brazilian government officials have denied any irregularity in the contract and said that the whistleblower's claims would be investigated. One of the leading opposition senators on that panel filed a formal criminal complaint against President Jair Bolsonaro at the Brazilian Supreme Court on Monday, 28th of June. Senator Randolph Rodriguez said he wanted the court to investigate the serious charges and to find out why Jair Bolsonaro did not take any action after being notified of the existence of a giant corruption scheme in the health ministry. Meanwhile, according to an eminent epidemiologist who is leading the first study to quantify the scale of Brazil's COVID disaster, the country could have saved as many as 400,000 lives if the government had implemented stricter social distancing measures and launched a vaccination program much earlier. Pedro Halal, a professor at the Federal University of Pelotas, said such policies would have prevented 80% of the 500,000 COVID deaths registered in one of the hardest-hit countries in the world. Pedro Halal told the Guardian newspaper, "The responsibility for these numbers is entirely on the federal government's back, and particularly on the president's." Pedro Halal said, "It was not the federal government who said that the pandemic was a little flu. It was not the government that encouraged people to go out without a face mask, or who said that the vaccine could turn you into an alligator. That was the work of the president, and it's his responsibility." Pedro Halal said that the COVID-19 mortality average was more than four times higher in Brazil than the rest of the world. 2,345 per million of the population in Brazil versus 494 per million of the population globally. Pedro Halal, who last week testified before a Senate inquiry into the government's handling of the crisis, also estimated that 95,000 to 145,000 deaths occurred due to the country's inaction in acquiring vaccines. The inquiry has heard damning evidence that the Brazilian government of President Jair Bolsonaro dismissed several vaccine offers from pharmaceutical companies in 2020, even as the coronavirus raged throughout Brazil. Brazil's vaccination program finally started in late January, but it has been constantly interrupted by shortages of both imported vaccine doses and supplies for the domestic manufacture of CoronaVac vaccines, which requires an active pharmaceutical ingredient shipped in from China. According to figures by a group of media outlets, the program recently gained some momentum with new shipments, including the donation of 3 million doses, and at least one dose has now been given to 33% of Brazil's 212 million citizens. But the program is far from running smoothly. The percentage of Brazilian citizens who are fully vaccinated has remained stuck at under 12% for nearly a month, as millions of Brazilians fail to return for their second dose of the vaccine. The effect of such incomplete treatment remains unclear. But with Brazil still struggling with the P1 variant of the virus, health experts say that many people will need to start their vaccinations again. The reasons for the incomplete vaccination include a shortage of vaccines, a lack of close follow-ups by medical staff, and a failure to launch a national campaign stressing the importance of the second dose of the vaccine. The epidemiologist, Carla Dominguez, said, "We need a national campaign calling people to get fully vaccinated, which did not happen in Brazil." Carla Dominguez, who coordinated a successful national immunization program between 2011 and 2019, said that leadership was critical to its success. Dominguez added, "At the launch of every previous vaccination campaign in Brazil, the president at a vaccine unit encouraging people, but the current president has not appeared at any unit since the beginning of the COVID rollout. On the contrary, Jair Bolsonaro has actively discouraged the campaign, refusing to be vaccinated himself and spreading falsehoods about immunization. He told supporters back in March about being previously infected by COVID-19. Jair Bolsonaro said, "I've got the virus alive, so I am immunized." He added, "I will let other people get the injection in my place, and later on, if I decide to get the vaccine, because depending on me, this is voluntary, you cannot force anyone to take it. I will take it." In the meantime, local authorities struggle to keep people engaged in vaccination. The northeastern Brazilian state of Maranhão recently released a campaign offering up to $2,000 for those who get the second dose of the vaccine. Moreover, according to a senior Brazilian politician leading an investigation, the congressional inquiry into Brazil's disastrous response to the coronavirus pandemic has found mounting evidence that Jair Bolsonaro's administration committed crimes against life. Launched in April to scrutinize the government's handling of a crisis that has killed 500,000 Brazilian citizens, the nationally televised investigation is digging into the political decisions that led up to one of the cruelest moments in the country's history. Senator Omar Aziz told The Guardian newspaper, "The most shocking thing is the realization of how negligent the Brazilian government has been on so many issues. Testimony from officials and newly revealed documents are giving Brazilians a clear view of the context in which the government dismissed offers to purchase vaccines in 2020 and failed to respond quickly when oxygen supplies ran out in Manaus, leaving COVID patients to suffocate." The inquiry has also heard evidence that Jair Bolsonaro never wanted to buy COVID-19 vaccines and originally bet on herd immunity to beat the coronavirus. Critics claim that strategy cost many thousands of Brazilian lives. The investigation was launched in April and is being conducted by 11 of the country's 81 senators, including 4 Bolsonaro supporters and several of his most outspoken critics. The panel is expected to release its conclusions by August. It does not have the power to bring criminal charges against Jair Bolsonaro, but the evidence it gathers could be used in future criminal investigations and could also prompt Congress to launch impeachment proceedings against Jair Bolsonaro.